the JippyMinton.com radio show, the healthy alternative to a jar of warm liver, every Monday and Wednesday evening, 7 through till 9. Christ on a bike! Tune in if you like. And now it's me in the flesh. Yes, you're listening to the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD. I'm with you right through until 9 o'clock. We have some vintage vinyl on the show this evening. We've got The Kick Inside by Kate Bush. Prior to that, you just heard Animal Nitrate from Suede. Prior to that, Run DMC with Aerosmith, Walk This Way. And that was for Tina Turner, who's 76 today. Can you believe it? She's 76, my God. But as I said, she can't take to the stage anymore. Does all her gigs via, what they call those enormous trailer wagons called, and I can't remember, Sharabangs, Caravagon. Carrot wagons. Yes, she does it from an enormous carrot wagon because she's blind. She's so old, Tina Turner. She's 76 now. She's on a perpetual diet of carrot juice and just raw carrots. Oh, I think she has to have them mushed because she hasn't got her own teeth. But she's eating as many carrots as she can. She's in the carrot van. She does the gig from inside her little carrot van. And there's somebody, I think it's normally a transvestite or whatever, and they do the kind of miming thing, because obviously that's the in thing these days. But bless her, she's fantastic, and all the videos are computer generated. Why they don't just use the transvestite who's miming, the miming transvestite, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to lighten the mood a little, change the musical direction slightly, because as I'm always saying, I'm always harking on about the fact that basically this is a pluralistic platter, whereupon I serve up Sonic Snacks and Audible Edibles. So this is the first slice of our vintage vinyl cake. It's Kate Bush, as I say, from the album The Kick Inside. And this is the first track, side one, Symphony in Blue.
Get
thank you, Catherine. That was absolutely gorgeous. What's happening tonight? As well, of course, as Derby off down the Dell to get, no doubt, rammed up the backside by Southampton. You just know it's going to be a riotous romp from the Saints. Like 7-0 or something. Letitia coming on in the last 10 minutes after a 0-0, dogged 0-0 draw, and then scoring a brace of hat-tricks in the last five. It's going to happen. You know it. In fact, Derby could probably tip up at a small town, where they've not actually developed basic sort of social structures, never mind a football team or a football league, amateur or otherwise, and within moments, they'd have a World Cup winning squad. I'm sure they would. It's that kind of sort of, you know, the creature eventually comes out, evolves out of the primordial sludge, onto the shore, and develops legs in an instant. Footballing legs in an instant. No doubt 17 of them. Oh, blimey. Tina Turner, she's 76. Can you believe it? Although, she's completely computer generated, and her body's entirely held together with sellotape. Although it's just not any old sellotape. It's specially sort of like, you know, developed to hold aging singers together. Coming up a little bit later on, more from that glorious album from 1978, The Kick Inside, by Kate Bush. But next up is a band called Ism. This is an album called Battered. It's little known, but you never know, it may well find its way into the popular taste. And I happen to know somebody who knows them rather well, but I've not heard this before, so there's a bit of a newness for this evening. I like the title of the track, Kung Fu Boogie, but I'm not going to play that one. Instead, slightly more amusing, Job Seeker's Agreement. This kind of drum and bassy thing. I have had a little listen, of course. I've vetted it. And guess what, listeners? John P has joined us. Despite my earlier claims that he wouldn't be turning up, he's tipped up. Bless him. Quickly, John, shout and scream hello. Prove to the listeners you're here.
Hello.
Hey, up indeed. Good old lucky old Leicester yesterday.
Thank you.
album, Battered. That's Ism with Job Seeker's Agreement. John P, you're a bit of a drum and bass maestro. Your verdict, please. No holds barred, say it like it is.
Well, it wasn't really drum and bass, but it's kind of more drum and bass influenced.
Influenced,
acid, breakbeat, big beat type stuff.
Well, okay, regardless of what it is.
It was alright.
That's John's catchphrase, actually, isn't it?
Doesn't
make them swell enormously.
No. I have got some tunes in my bag that do that.
It gets up and kicks a bit, though, doesn't it? You know, it kind of hits the level and sort of stays there. Plateaus, I think, is the word. But, you know, it's not a bad little effort.
I can sum it up. It's not really my cup of tea. Some people might like it, but I might dance to it in a nightclub. I think it'll be a really big hit.
Yeah, but it's not my cup of tea.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. No, basically, it was sort of like paying slight sort of sideways glance to the state of the critiquing going on. I wouldn't call it criticising. It's the level of critiquing going on in some of the local publications or student magazines that somehow have been eclipsed. By the very excellent Home Cooking magazine, which is 2 years old this month.
Yep.
And I'd like to congratulate everybody at Home Cooking, Dave H, Julia, Karen, et al. And of course, Chris from Amiga Dala will be playing Amiga Dala's latest single, EK Head, which we featured last week, and hopefully we'll be having Amiga Dala live on the Chippy Minton radio show at some stage, if not this, next week. Of course, a little later on, we will be entering John P's slot. Highly uncomfortable for John, but very amusing for us.
I kind of like it, actually.
I'll bet you do. This is for John. We'll be right back.
That was Moz from 1312 with Everyday Like Sunday. We were talking earlier on about what's on the scene, and of course Dobby going to get completely and utterly stuffed, and I've left that fader up, and Dobby can get utterly stuffed later on against Southampton at the Dell. So if you have watched a game in a pub and you are will then be drowning your sorrows, what better thing to do than go to Goo, which is a brand new night at the Future Club on Babington Lane, where we broadcast above, of course. And it's a brand new, fresh, genuine alternate evening. All manner of stuff. DJ's Chris, who's normally on with us, on air with us, but who's right at this moment getting drunk as a skunk prior to the kickoff when Derby play Southampton, with Gregory, the boy who, does his damnedest to look like a human being, but fails in every respect. So, as I say, Goo, it commences around about sort of 9, 10 o'clock-ish. No, 10 o'clock, I beg your pardon. And you get in for £2, but your first drink is free. So, if you want to get completely blind drunk anywhere this evening, come and do it at Goo at the Future Club on Babington Lane. Jonathan, what's this next track, and what year was it released?
Next track, Altered Images, Don't Talk to Me About Love, and I
don't talk to us about love, me duck.
Aye.
That's what. And yeah, I've got a feeling it's about 1981, 82?
3.
Oh,
come on then. Try harder next time. And put the fader up as well.
There it is. No, let's just leave it on and pretend it's a mix.
It is. You know what that is, man?
Just boost it, that vinyl job. That's vinyl.
It's a glitch in the program, mate.
I think that's like deja vu. That's like deja vu.
What's that?
That's like deja vu.
What is that?
One Scottish diva, and sadly we've lost another Scottish diva who never really peaked because she was cut short in her, not exactly her prime, although Lena Zabaroni has departed this world, and I feel very sad, made me feel very, very sad, and Lena's only a few years older than me, and I just thought, well, could have been any of us. So, our thoughts are with Lena Zabaroni's family and friends, and condolences to everybody concerned. Now, Claire Grogan starred in, and she became a huge, ginormous sort of like mini-star, if you can have a ginormous mini-star, in Gregory's Girl. And I went to see Gregory's Girl, a double bill, John, double bill no less. And do you know what the eighth film was? That Gregory's Girl was the B film.
No.
The eighth film was Chariots of Fire. Two enormous British cinema successes. And I saw them. I saw them all in one sitting with my good mate Watto Watson.
Banging.
Yeah. And that last tune was for him because he loved Claire Grogan. next up we've got Bentley's Little Mace, who are playing where, John, this Friday?
I believe they're Thursday.
Thursday, I do beg your pardon.
At the Friary.
Okay, at the Friary, and that's it, the Scream Bar, the old Friary Hotel on Friargate. And how much is that to get in?
I haven't got a clue.
Now,
I'm sorry, I have much more information than that.
Thinking about big gigs, small places. Well, obviously small in terms of reputation, the Friary job, because it's not exactly a real full-on venue. It's not established itself yet, anyway, with all due respect. The Vic, which, on the other hand, has established itself, but it's very small, they've got My Life Story playing when? 8th? 7th?
9th, I believe.
The 9th of October, and it's only £5. Oh, I think that's a hell of a gig. Hell of a deal. Now, this next track, Bentley with a Mace, is currently being used for the old You're Only Supposed to Blow the Bloody Legs Off advert for V2. So, and John, give me the title.
It's The Return of Car Boot Techno Disco, something like that. It's a bit
It's very, very long, yeah. Anyway. Carcinogenicalization and Lism Ross Clock for our mega job.
Sorry.
The sound of what you've heard so far.
well, booze with this.
Made up of 1,000-odd car boot sale purchases, I believe, that one.
That was Bentley Rhythm Ace with their version of Return of the Hardcore Jumbo Car Boot Techno Disco Roadshow. Normally, at around about this time, we enter John P's slot and we stay there. We kind of nestle in that hole that he's created. But tonight, we're snaking in and out. Before we had the Claire Grogan and Haunted Images, which was John P's special selection. Next up we've got Gorky Zygotic Monkey, and it's a track entitled Poodle Rockin'. So I hope all you Valley boys and girls are enjoying this one. Get down on it and shake your leeks, man. So disparaging. Technique Infamy. This is Radio Freedom 106.5. I am the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD.com. We're with you through till 9 o'clock when the sublime Rob McShay will take over with his cohort, Andrew, who scrubs up good for an ugly boy. So, John.
Yes?
What's the word on the street, beat chick?
Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow night...
I'll tell you what.
Tomorrow night, if you're at a loss as to what to do, and even if you're in... Come down to uni. We don't like to plug sort of UDSU type things on here. Not that we're against them or anything.
No,
but, down at Union 1 tomorrow night, Technique is having an extra special night. £3 to get in. A blend of drum and bass, funk,
hip-hop. Is
that
a blend?
No, a blend.
A blend of drum and bass.
And Mr. Jumping Jack Frost himself playing later on. So come on down for that one. £3 only to get in.
Hot grit. Okay, next up we have Ronnie Jordan with his version of So What. ¶¶ That's Ronnie Jordan there. I sounded horribly cheesy there. I mean, I know I've got a rather disgusting voice as it is anyway, but that was a... Yeah, that's Ronnie Jordan. I don't do that. Just like I don't do sincerity. I was born without the correct gland, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Good old Tina Turner, 76. Doesn't she look good for her age, eh? Oh, that biological sellotape. Holding all her rotten insides together. Oh, bless her. Tonight's slab of archaic wax... The vintage vinyl in question this evening is The Kick Inside by Catherine Bush. Her and her brother Paddy knocked it up in a weekend. Know what I mean? Kate Bush has actually got her left hand, the little thing on her left hand, isn't there. It's true. You have a look at all her album covers. There's people scurrying around right now, disbelieving me. The little finger on her left hand isn't there. Okay, this is Wow. I don't know what I'm going on about, but it's true. These things just come out, you know what I mean? There's no rhyme or reason, and as I've said before, and I'll say it again, we're making it up as we go along. Ooh. Ooh.
I love her.
That was Kate Bush, I believe.
What was the name of the tune?
And the tune was called Wow.
Wow.
Anything with a singular word in it repeated that many times has always got to be the title of the track.
And what we've got coming up next?
Well, it's an album that I've been championing. It was released middle of last year. But it's an album I've been championing all the time, and I vow that I will play a track off this album on every show, because I just think more people should know about it. It's Painted for Memory by Burt Bacharach, Elvis Costello. And this track, I believe, is I Still Have That Other Girl in My Head.
Indeed it is, and it is a superb album.
I have to say that we should finish it now before we weaken, 'cause we already know this is wrong. I could give in. Sometimes I think that I will, despite the temptation. I try to be very strong. In my reluctance, seems a surprise. It's not 'cause I don't want you, but I just know how much hesitate.
Such a muppet. All along I've been telling you that tonight's vintage vinyl is Kick Inside, but of course it's Lionheart. I'm sorry about that. I was going to play Kick Inside, and then that was it. It imprinted itself on my mind. I've been incapable of correcting that mistake until now. Please excuse me, I'm a spaz. Not a very politically correct phrase to use, but I am. John.
Yes.
There you go, that's a lot better. I feel better for that.
Say something for me, please.
No, I was going to say, we've got an air track lined up, but I can't remember. It's off the Casanova EP.
It's called Casanova 70, I believe.
Okay.
It's currently available on a sort of reissue thing called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's
kind
of got...
It's only $9.99.
Yes.
So you're probably going, I might even go and buy that later on. Said earlier on, Christoph, who's normally with us, Christopher, he looks like a girl, Miles, is currently getting very smashed, I would imagine, watching the Derby game and ultimately drowning his sorrows inevitably. I'm sorry, I hate to be the bringer of doom and gloom, but I'm convinced this is it. And this is such an appalling start. I always whinge and fret, though. I should just get on and play the music. Thank you. I've heard that in West Coast America, the mafia, in order to intimidate or threaten their enemies or people who haven't paid them, whatever, you know, people who probably spilt smart sauce on their best pinstripe suits, they've taken, instead of using a horse's head to lay on the pillow beside the, you know, their victim, they've taken to using cod or white bait trout because they're a lot more plentiful and not anywhere near as expensive. They just cut the heads off. And just put the heads in a batches of 20 or 30. I read that in the paper. It makes you think though, doesn't it?
About what?
Well, it's blimey, you know, waking up with a fish in your bed.
And turn around and say, my cod!
Oh my god! John, you slay me, baby! You slay me!
Out of college, money spent.
This is Radio Silence. Sorry about that. There's a slight glitch. The JippyMinton.com radio show. The healthy alternative to a jar of warm liver. Every Monday and Wednesday evening, 7, 3 till 9. Christ on a bike! Tune in if you like. Oh, Johnny. Me and technology, we go together like fish and, sawdust.
And it doesn't breeze work. Blocks.
Yeah, breeze blocks are small babies. No. Yes, that's me and technology. Breeze blocks are small babies. Who's a small baby? Who's a breeze block? You tell me. Ring us up on 361-068. You're listening to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. That's frequency modulation, you know. Yes, it is. I'm the Very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD. I'm with you through till 9 o'clock. With me in the studio is John P. of Technique fame. We've been snaking and in and out of his slot all night. And next up, he's fished through some vintage vinyl of his own and come up with this little archaic gem. A historical slice of musical development from around about 1982. And it's U2, and produced by Steve Lillywhite, actually. I remember he did a lot of their early stuff, didn't he? And it's featured on the Blood Red Sky, live under a Blood Red Sky album. I mean, I've never heard this version before. So,
this one goes out to Chris from
Amiga. Because apparently he's mad for U2. Although I think, quite frankly, they're well past their best. Incredibly bad. See, there's hope for everybody. The live version is so much better. Let's play it high speed. Right, now that's enough of that. Okay. the real vintage vinyl.
And to think they are one of the biggest rock bands in the world. This is unbelievable.
Well, from humble beginnings, from every little acorn, a mighty oak must grow. Kate Bush featured on tonight, the vintage vinyl, is of course Lion Art. Apologies to any Kate Bush fans who are just jumping up and down thinking, what on earth are you talking about, you geek? It's you absolute alien. It is in fact the Lion Art album, not Kicking Side, as I said earlier on. This is the track, the last track, which is a single release on it as well. It's Hammer Horror. This goes out to everybody, Kate Bush fans, and also my sister.